Saturday night's Bedrock 66 Live is going to include the sound of post-war Chicago blues with the Cashbox Kings. We chatted with band mainstays, founder Joe Nosek and singer Oscar Wilson. Nosek says they play the real deal.
Well, that's how I got into blues, the traditional stuff. Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter. And to me, that was the high watermark for the blues. And so that's how I've got into it, and that's kind of where I stayed at. And I think we're trying to kind of differentiate ourselves and separate ourselves from most of the blues bands out there today who do kind of veer towards the more rock blues or R&B blues side of things. And Oscar, you can talk about kind of where you're coming from too.
Well, I was born into the blues. And the blues, I've lived the blues. I'm more of an old-fashioned type of guy.
And if I could just add something about Oscar, I mean, Oscar grew up on 43rd Street, so, I mean, right in the heart of Southside Chicago, right on Muddy Waters Drive, and he made his first public blues performance. I think he's about eight years old singing with Honey Boy Edwards at a house party. And a lot of these guys, Elmore James and Muddy, and all these guys all lived right around the corner from him growing up. So it literally was just his life, part of his life growing up.
Yeah. All right.
You guys include a lot of different musicians and a lot of instruments in there. You kind of have a community of musicians that are playing in the Cashbox Kings, in a way.
Yeah, we refer to it as a blues collective because Oscar and I are kind of anchor members, and we're there at every show, but then there's a revolving cast of about seven other guys that rotate through the band. And pretty much everyone in the band is a multi-instrumentalist, so we'll swap instruments as well throughout shows or on recordings.
If someone is listening to our chat, why do you think they ought to come out and see you guys?
Well, first of all, we play a style of blues that not many other people play these days. So if you want to hear real traditional style of Chicago blues and Delta blues, we'll play it for you. And we also try to infuse a lot of energy into our stage show too, so it's high energy, and you know, we really try to get the crowd fired up and into it.
And
yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
And if you want to hear blues the way it was meant to be played, you should come out to this show because it will blow your funky mind. I believe people are coming back, and with things the way they are, you know, like a lot of people didn't get a chance to actually feel the blues. They may sing it, you know, and perform it, but they didn't get a chance to feel it. So now with things tanking up in the economy, now people are actually starting to feel the blues, and I think it's catching back on. Like a lot of people are starting to actually have the blues.
I noticed on the latest release as well, it comes up now because of his death, but you guys had a Lou Reed cover on it.
Yeah, it's actually the second Lou Reed cover that we did. We did another Velvet Underground cover, I'm Waiting for My Man, a couple of CDs back. I've always been a big fan of Velvet Underground and Lou Reed, and, you know, I think while he wasn't a blues musician, I know he listened to blues records, and if you listen to that early stuff, especially his, I think he was definitely influenced by blues and blues sounds, and it just seemed to be a good fit to try to take a stab at a few of his songs. And so we'll definitely, with his passing a couple weeks back, we're definitely going to be trying to play those songs, for the next few months or the next year. It's kind of a tribute to him.